Okay, hello everybody, and thank you for being on the call tonight. This is Shan Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products. This is our call that we do every other Tuesday night. It's called our Core Health Products Health and Hydration Education Call. We take great pride here at Core Health Products in trying to make sure that we bring pertinent information, research, support, answer questions regarding not only our products, but ingredients and health foods and principles in general. We really try and educate the very best that we can through both our website as well as our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Core Health Products. And tonight we got a great call lined up. I will once again apologize that no one got to say hello when they were calling in. I somehow inadvertently got everybody muted beforehand. We got a great number of people that have logged in. I know we have some new guests on for the very first time, as well as some of our international guests. Tonight's call is, and I want to jump right to that as quickly as possible, because we've received so many questions as well as testimonials regarding essential fatty acids. Ours in particular focuses on omega-3 fatty acids. There's so much support out there showing that there is a major imbalance of our omega-3s to our omega-6s, which is something that, quite honestly, being in this industry for over 20 years, I didn't even know completely or know the full impact of having that imbalance. You're going to hear a couple of different experts tonight talking about not only the balance of omega-6, 3s, and 9s, but also just from a body makeup standpoint, why these nutrients are so important. Now, when you hear essential fatty acids, or referred to as EFAs, understand that the reason they are called essential fatty acids is because the body does not create them on its own. We have to supplement or get them into foods that we are eating, and what we're seeing is that people are getting adequate amounts. In fact, too much potentially, 6s and 9s, due to the last decade being taught so much about essential fatty acids, and there really needs to be a balance. The balance between your omega-6s and omega-3s need to be at about 2 to 1, 2 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3, 2 to 1, maybe as high as 4 to 1, but the average right now is closer to 25 to 1. And what the problem that brings, folks, is that when there is that imbalance, the omega-6 that are so essential for the health of the body, when they are out of balance, they actually are counterproductive. Those omega-6s then become more risky. They can cause increased inflammation. They can cause increased buildup of plaque, cholesterol, triglycerides. It can cause a degradation of many of the other growth factors within the body, which is what we're going to hear even more about tonight. So the omega-3 fatty acids truly are something that we are extremely proud of. You're going to hear of a couple of quotes of different testimonials that have been submitted and how powerful and beneficial they are. So I want to jump right to that tonight. I don't want to waste any more time on anything other than you all getting to hear directly from those that have studied the omega fatty acids, that fully understand and are aware the important ratios, the reasons the body needs it, and how and why it is best to get them from our krill oil omega-3 fatty acids. And the first one that I'm going to bring to the line is Liz Bailey, someone that has extensive knowledge in understanding really essential fatty acids. She spent a lot of time studying, researching, looking at, and even writing our technical data for our essential fatty acid krill oil product. So I'm going to let Liz spend a few minutes explaining really some of the details of our product, and then we're going to go from there directly into Dr. Patrick Vickers, who is someone that I have great respect for. He's created nothing short of what I believe to be miracles in our industry, and his knowledge is extensive. So let's start with Liz. Are you with us, Liz?
I am. Can you hear me okay, Sam?
I hear you great. I appreciate you taking time, and I'm just going to let you run with it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's been exciting to see all the different testimonials that have flooded our inboxes, in particular to our core EFAs, the Pure Krill Oil product. We have had individuals from all ages, young and old, that have seen huge improvements to their health by just consuming these simple gel capsules. One of them, a young high school athlete, wrote in, and he had a testimonial that he's seen a significant increase in his stamina on the basketball court and has actually been able to outperform all the other players, have increased levels of oxygen. So he's really seen such a huge increase, and we'll touch on that briefly as we go a little bit more in detail on the different aspects of the krill oil and how it increases a lot of those levels. Also, one of our doctors has had a number of his patients who suffer from anxiety and panic attacks. They have seen a great result being on the product. Those attacks have lessened for them, which is always excellent. Another gentleman, very similar, has had improvements in his stress levels as well as mental clarity, and that was just after a few days of being on the core EFAs. A great note for women out there, there's been a few testimonials that have come in with feeling more in balance, more hormonal balancing with the EFAs, as well as their skin being softer, their hair being fuller. It's really just been incredible to see and hear all of those wonderful testimonials. And then finally, this one I get a laugh out of. It's a family that has all been on the products, and they have two little girls. Their youngest is a two-year-old, and she loves the krill oil. Believe it or not, she actually chews the gel capsules and enjoys chewing the gel capsules, which I find comical. So it's just been great to hear everybody's testimonials. We love to read them and share them and post them on our site. So if you out there have any, please do send them in to info@corehealthproducts.com, and we would love to share them with everybody. So also, getting into a little bit more of the meat of the call, we wanted to go more in depth into omegas, just as Dan touched on the importance of balancing those omegas. It's the research, as you said, is just phenomenal in looking at our diets today and the dire need of an oil change. I wrote an article on that, and you can find a lot of these articles at corehealthproducts.com/blog and go through and research a lot of it. But the need, our diet being the standard American diet, which stands for SAD, basically, and it is SAD, we have a major imbalance of the omega 6 and 9. The omega fats can be good, but also if it's in balance, actually does have a negative effect, as Sam mentioned. With the majority of the foods on the market today, if you look at all the packaged products, you're going to see that the oils that are chosen, not only are they cheap and genetically modified, being the soybean oils, the cottonseed, the canola oil, which everybody has transitioned over into thinking, well, these are heart healthy. This is what we need to reduce cholesterol, reduce heart disease. And in actuality, it's actually increased it because of that ratio of the omega-6s being too high, that 20 or 30 to 1, to the good fats of the omega-3s. And a lot of us do know, as we study health, that the Mediterranean diet, the Japanese diet, having the olive oil and the avocado and the almonds, those are your good omega-3 fats. Those are more in plant form. And the body does have to convert that over to be able to fully utilize every part of it. So similar to the fish oils that are also on the market that I just want to touch on briefly, great fish oils out there from your shrimp and sardines and even salmon oils and all of that, wonderful for you, but in the synthesizing of it of the body, it has to go through additional steps. And that's why we have researched thoroughly all the different products and all the different methods of receiving omega-3s. And our research came to the krill oil, the 100% pure virgin krill oil. It has just been phenomenal in the research of it and being able to transform the omega-3s in the body. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with krill, it's actually a very, very small crustacean in the Atlantic Ocean, in the deep, deep waters, where there's actually not many pollutants as what you would find with the fish oils. You don't see the mercury and the high toxic levels that you can get with some fish, some of the mercury in the swordfish and all of those. It's contamination-free. And it also has a very unique fat structure to it. And that's what makes it one of the most bioavailable forms of omega-3s in the market today. The fat structure of it is actually a double-chain phospholipid form versus fish oils that are sold on the market are triglyceride form. And what happens when you take in the triglyceride forms of oils, your body has to take additional steps to convert it to the phospholipid form. See, our cell membranes are actually already, the makeup is phospholipid. Our brains, that's the exact same makeup, and the brain being about 60% fat, needs these critical fats to function on a daily basis. As Jan mentioned, omegas are known as the essential fatty acids. They're essential to our basically every function in the body, and we have to convert it over from diets, from the plant sources, whereas when you take in the krill oil, it's already in that recognizable form. It's more bioavailable to the body, and your body can utilize it so much better. It's very similar to our whole philosophy here as a company, nutrient utilization over nutrient consumption. You can actually consume smaller amounts of krill oil and absorb it better than higher amounts of fish oils and olive oils and all the other different oils on the market today. One of the interesting facts about the krill oil is it actually doesn't oxidize as quickly as the fish oils do. And when you consume fish oils, for those of you who have for a number of years, you'll know that occasionally you will get that fish burp, that sort of aftertaste, and that's due to the oxidation of the fish oils. They actually, because there's no antioxidant available in that product, it will tend to go more rancid. In the krill oil, there is a powerful antioxidant. It's actually what gives the krill their red color, as well as different species that eat the specific algae that the krill eat. For instance, salmon would actually be whitish-gray if it didn't consume the same algae that actually turns it red. Same with flamingos, interestingly enough. They would not be pinkish-red if they did not consume this algae. And the notable thing about astaxanthin is that its antioxidant potential is so far superior even to vitamin E, vitamin C, even CoQ10. One of the interesting studies that I just recently read about astaxanthin, salmon consumes a lot of it through the same algae that krill eats. And it's that antioxidant that has so much potential to it, it allows the salmon to increase their stamina. That allows them to swim upstream and jump the waterfalls and able to spawn. And research has shown that in consuming the astaxanthin that is in the krill oil, different athletes and even active individuals have noticed that increase in their performance on, the different fields and even, just everyday life, just like our one testimonial, the high school player, is that he had the ability to outperform those other players, and that's due to the antioxidant potential. It's known as what we call sort of the octopus of antioxidants. It can attack multiple free radicals in the body at one time without being diminished. So the amazing potential of the krill oil that's in the core EFAs just has so many different benefits to it. from giving you the good fats, the essential fats that the brain needs to support memory and focus and learning, especially in little ones today. Also improving cardiovascular, overall cardiovascular support. And also studies have shown with cholesterol, it actually decreases the LDL and increases the HDL, so it gives you that better balance. Again, with the mood and hormonal support for women, TMS relief, and overall joint support in providing that good oil that our bodies need. Just like the oil that you put in your car, our bodies are the same functioning machines that need oil on an everyday consistent basis for our joints and skin support. We've seen individuals that have been able to regulate their blood sugar better being on the krill oil. So the benefits just keep going on and on and on. And one thing that we're going to get to with Dr. Vickers is the importance of the omegas, especially with the krill oil, in strengthening those cell membranes and enabling the mitochondria to provide the necessary energy throughout the body. So it's a phenomenal product. Me personally, I absolutely love it. I love being able to have a very small gel capsule to consume and not having those adverse fishy effects that I would have with other fish oils on the market. So it's just a powerful product, and can't wait to hear more from Dr. Vickers on specifically why the body needs it and the potential of what they can do throughout the whole body.
Well, Liz, thank you so much. I love that information and the way you give it. Two points I want to make in follow-up real quickly before we go to Dr. Vickers is talking about the astaxanthin as the antioxidant portion of that the krill oil. I found it very interesting when you look deeper into the fact that salmon, very high in the omega-3s, one of the best sources of omega-3s that you can get. However, there is no astaxanthin, which is that antioxidant, when you're consuming salmon. The reason being is that salmon, as soon as they consume that algae that Liz is talking about that provides that astaxanthin, that fish, the salmon in particular, use those antioxidants for rejuvenation and stamina. They are one of the strongest stamina fish. That's what allows them to swim so far back upstream for so long. Their stamina is next to none. And so they actually use that antioxidant. As to where when we take it in the krill form, that antioxidant is there and available for us to use within our bodies. And that's, as you said, Liz, that's why we're seeing so many, not only professional athletes, but all the way down to the amateur. And as many of you have heard me speak before, I believe that we are all an athlete on our own field. Maybe not a professional athlete that gets paid, but we're all that athlete. We all want to perform better on our field of labor or our field of being a mother or a father or whatever the case may be. And that astaxanthin being so much more potent than the CoQ10 and the vitamin C and so on and so forth, and that's not to say they're not strong. So with the krill oil coupled together with that high ORP that we get from alkaline water, from Kangen water, from that type of thing, it's unreal, and that is probably the main talking point in our industry right now is how do we reduce those risks of disease, and we do most of that with those antioxidants. The second point, real quickly, is the value or the importance of taking an essential fatty acid, omega-3s in particular, that are in phospholipid form as opposed to cholesterol form. And that is exactly what we provide. Basically, if you're not eating at least 2 servings per week of wild-caught, fresh salmon or other EFA-rich fish, you are not getting enough, and you are putting yourself in a higher risk to have many of the challenges, health risks that Dr. Vickers is even going to talk more about now. So those are 2 great points that I think are important for us all to realize we need omega-3s every single day because we've got to get that ratio back into balance. Instead of 25 to 1, we've got to get it back down there to 2, 3, 4 to 1. And that comes from bumping up our omega-3s from the core EFAs. Okay, let's now bring in Dr. Patrick Vickers, someone that many of you got a pretty good introduction to 2 weeks ago when we had him on talking. He didn't get quite nearly enough time because we got so many requests to hear more of exactly his thoughts on our omega fatty acids and how it applies to the development of the body, cell membranes, much of that. And he graciously said that he would take that time to do that tonight. So he's got a resume that's it seems like a mile long. I'm going to cut right to the chase and simply say that Dr. Vickers is probably the foremost expert on the Gerson therapy, which is used to treat terminal cancer patients. He has had various different documentaries done on some of his patients. He's very well known. He speaks all across not only the country but the world. He started, opened up offices in various different locations from Peru to Guatemala and Mexico. Here in the United States, he, as I said, speaks all across the world. And so it's a great honor to not only have him as a friend, but a colleague and someone that supports what we are doing here at Core Health Products, especially with our core EFAs. So, Dr. Patrick, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm here, Sam.
Great, and I hope it goes without saying how much we all appreciate you taking your time and sharing this information with us. I know you share the same mission we do, and that is that getting this information out there in a way that people can understand is really the first step in turning this healthcare crisis around. So thank you for your commitment not only to the world and the country, but to our loyal listeners here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. What you embark on with enzymes and essential fatty acids, those are two of the most crucial things that one can put into their bodies. And I'm hoping I can link that up here, giving a brief explanation of who I am and what we do and why enzymes and these essential fatty acids are so absolutely vital to our work. Because plain and simple, we would not be able to cure advanced and terminal disease without those two components, and especially the essential fatty acids. And with that, I'll just give a brief introduction as to who my colleagues and I are. Like Shan said, we specialize in the Gerson therapy. My medical doctor colleagues and I, we are the only people in medical history to have a peer-reviewed study proving our ability to reverse advanced terminal disease, specifically cancer, but other terminal diseases as well. We do that using a therapy created by Dr. Max Gerson, which is why it's called the Gerson therapy. Nobel Peace Prize winner Dr. Albert Schweitzer, he called Dr. Max Gerson the greatest genius in medical history. And I lived with Gerson's family, and that's the therapy that my colleagues and I are using to reverse these advanced terminal diseases. And like I said, we would not be able to cure these diseases if the essential fatty acids were not a major part of the diet that we use to cure people of their diseases. What does the Gerson therapy consist of? Well, our patients are getting 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables every single day, mostly in the form of juices. There are three meals each day, but they're getting 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables. They're also getting very specific supplementation to boost up mitochondrial activity, and they're getting specific detoxification procedures. Now, where the whole secret lies in our ability to reverse these advanced terminal diseases is in something called the mitochondria. Inside your cells, you have these little organelles called mitochondria, and their sole responsibility is to break down food into something called ATP. ATP is the energy molecule your body produces from the breakdown of food, which you've heard Shan, I'm sure, talk about on countless occasions on how important enzymes are in that process. Well, if you notice somebody, what's one of the first things you notice in somebody who's sick and dying of an advanced or terminal cancer, or any disease for that matter? They're lethargic. Why are they lethargic? Because they've lost the capacity to produce that energy molecule, ATP, on a cellular level in the mitochondria. So every single thing we do rallies around that very fact. You need ATP to walk, talk, drink, sleep, think. You need ATP for every single function in your body. You need it to maintain a healthy immune system, and you most certainly need it to rally a sick and dying immune system. So with that said, let's look at what the mitochondria need in order to produce ATP. First and foremost, they need oxygen. Oxygen is like kindling to a fire. The mitochondria cannot produce ATP without oxygen to run its cycles. Apart from oxygen, the mitochondria need glucose. They need simple sugars, not sugars from refined foods like white sugar, white flour, white rice, ice cream, all those things, but pure, unadulterated sugars in the form of fruits, vegetables, those things. That's why our patients are getting the 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables. So they need the glucose, and they need the oxygen. And the third thing they need is all the other vital nutrients, the minerals, the magnesium, the potassium, the iron, the zinc, the B vitamins, the coenzyme Q10. They need all those essential nutrients in order to utilize the glucose and utilize the oxygen properly. So we need all of those things in order to create the ATP through the mitochondria. And this is where the essential fatty acids come into vital play. We must maintain the internal cellular environment cohesive to the mitochondria being able to carry out their activity. We must maintain that internal environment. So around yourself, as Shan and Liz were saying, you have something called the cell membrane. That cell membrane, it's a fortress. It's a gatekeeper. It is specifically there to differentiate what it needs to let into the cell and what it needs to keep out of the cell. It's also there to differentiate what it needs to let out of the cell and what can't leave the cell. But how does it do that? How does it have that capacity to differentiate between those things? And the secret lies within the essential fatty acids that are used to maintain the integrity and structure of that cell membrane. Let me explain. These omega-3 fatty acids, they have very special loosely held double bond structures that give them an electrical potential. And it's that electrical potential that gives it the capacity to differentiate between different things in its an external and its internal environment. For example, that double bond structure specifically draws oxygen from the bloodstream like a magnet to the cell. Remember, we need oxygen to run the mitochondrial activity. Without it, it will not go. And so that essential fatty acid double bond literally attracts oxygen to the cell, because of oxygen's attraction to that double bond structure. When your body breaks down food, it breaks it down into its individual components, the minerals like magnesium, potassium, sodium, calcium. It also breaks down the vitamins into the B vitamins or amino acids, even the fats. Well, those two have their own electrical potentials. And the electrical potentials in the essential fatty acid in the cell membrane also has the capacity to draw those into the cell, specifically to take them into the mitochondria to begin producing ATP. So those are the two most vital aspects of why we need these omega-3 fatty acids to replenish and maintain the integrity of the cell membranes today. But what's the problem in today's environment? People are eating all these highly saturated fats. the body's going to take whatever fat you give it, and it's going to use it to maintain the cell membrane. But here's the problem. If you're eating all these saturated fats in meat, milk, eggs, all these refined foods, those things are saturated with hydrogen. And once those things become saturated with hydrogen, guess what? They lose those electrical potentials. And your body cannot draw oxygen or the nutrients that you're taking into your diet into the cells to be broken down and turned into ATP by the mitochondria. In fact, hydrogen specifically will repel oxygen away from the cell. And you may have heard this over the years listening to Shan talk about Kangen water and why acidity is bad for the body. Why is acidity bad for the body? Well, acidity is the buildup of hydrogen protons within the cells that cause the lack of oxygen to be able to enter into the cells, which again goes into the breakdown of foods into energy, which require oxygen. So in today's lifestyles that we have, these saturated fats are making up our cell membranes, and we cannot get the things we need into the cells to create ATP on a cellular level. Not only that, that double bond structure of the essential fatty acids allows the cell to differentiate between toxins that are trying to make their way into the cells. When your cell membrane are properly made with those essential fatty acids, it is a tight fortress that will not allow toxins into the cells. But when we have these cell membranes loaded with these saturated fatty acids that have lost that electrical potential and the ability to differentiate, not only do we not get oxygen and nutrients into the cell, all of a sudden our cells become hyperpermeable to things that should not be getting into the cell. And so we have to wonder, why is asthma on the rise? Why are eczemas and skin conditions on the rise? Why are food allergies and allergic reactions on the rise? The simple reason is this. Our cell membrane, because of a lack of essential fatty acids, like this krill oil, for example, the lack of essential fatty acids has made our cell membranes hyperpermeable. And so when all these things that aren't supposed to be getting into the cells get into the cells, the body immediately sets up a histamine reaction against it, and those are the results. Asthma, eczema, what else was I saying? Oh, these allergic reactions, food allergies, all because of the quality of fats that we're getting in our diets that aren't going towards the maintenance of a proper cell membrane. So, but I would have to say, of all the things that these essential fatty acids do, the most important is the oxygenation of the tissues. For example, that basketball player Liz mentioned, one of the reasons why he's outperforming all these players is his ability to oxygenate his tissues. When you oxygenate tissues properly, especially in athletes, you won't get the buildup of lactic acid in the body that can happen when you're working out or after a workout. What happens is when you're working like that extensively, the body needs oxygen. If that oxygen can't be utilized properly, it will break down into lactic acid, and you end up getting cramping or you end up getting inferior performance. So for an athlete, these essential fatty acids are vital. How about a diabetic? She had mentioned that somebody had increased control of their glucose levels. Why is that? Remember we said that the mitochondria use glucose with oxygen to produce ATP. Well, they're finding out today that diabetics, it's not so much a problem of insulin and the inability to break down glucose as much as it is the inability to get oxygen into the cell so that the mitochondria can break down and utilize glucose. They're finding out now that type 2 diabetes is more an essential fatty acid issue than it is anything else. Because in type 2 diabetes, believe it or not, people have that capacity to produce insulin, but they don't have the capacity to break down the glucose. Why? because they no longer have the capacity to draw oxygen into the cell because the essential fatty acid component has been violated with all the saturated fatty acids in the diet. Let's talk about other things. How about cancer, viral infections, bacterial infections, candida? All of these, again, rally around the problem of not having proper essential fatty acids in the diet, based, again, on the inability to bring oxygen into the tissues. Otto Warburg was the only two-time winner of the Nobel Prize in Medicine, and he won it one year for his study on oxygen and how cancer, viruses, bacteria, candida, they cannot survive in highly oxygenated environments. So if people are getting these essential fatty acids into their diet to be able to utilize oxygen on a much greater scale, cancer, viral infections, bacterial infections, candida, they're totally preventable. And of course, as we were saying, diet is extremely important. For example, we were talking about how these essential fatty acids, they require massive amounts of antioxidants. Because of their double bond structure, those double bond structures make these oils very vulnerable to that oxidation by oxygen. But magically integrated into that cell membrane are those antioxidants. Antioxidants are also in that cell membrane to protect those oils from being degraded by oxygen. So it's very important that when we're dealing with these essential fatty acids, that we do have diets high in antioxidants to prevent those breakdown of the essential fatty acids, which is what Shan mentioned in the krill oil, that krill naturally contain high amounts of those antioxidants, which is what gives them their red color. So essential fatty acids are so vital for that electric potential that gives it the capacity to bring nutrients into the cells, to bring oxygen into the cells. But those aren't the only things that make these essential fatty acids so incredible. One thing that I find incredibly fascinating about essential fatty acids is, if I took Shan's krill oil, and I put that krill oil in 30 below zero temperatures, it will not melt, or it will not freeze. It will stay in a liquid form at 30 below zero weather. Why is that significant? If I take cholesterol, and I take cholesterol and I put it in my oven, and I turn my oven up to 290 degrees, do you know I can't melt that cholesterol? That cholesterol will still stay in a solid form until it reaches 300 degrees. What does that mean to the human body? Well, the human body is 98.6 degrees, right? So cholesterol sitting in our body, clogging up our arteries, we're one fatty meal away from a heart attack, most of us in the United States, because of the diet so high in cholesterol. Well, guess what? When you take Shan's krill oil, that krill oil, as it goes through the bloodstream and it interacts with cholesterol, it will literally liquefy cholesterol so that it can be carried through the liver, turned into bile acids, and eliminated through the liver and the kidney. So its impact on heart disease, on stroke, on aneurysms is so incredibly vital, because what it can do is literally start to melt these cholesterol plaques off of arterial walls and begin restoring proper blood flow to the heart, to the brain, to all the tissues of the body. So people who suffer from muscle cramping and things like that, from diabetic claudication, it's called, where diabetics get they get easy cramping in their legs because their circulation is so compromised. By taking essential fatty acids, you will start to restore proper circulation to all those organs and start to restore arterial muscle tone, arterial blood flow. All of these things rally around the intake of essential fatty acids. So, we are a major proponent of essential fatty acids on the Gerson therapy, and And that's why I love helping Shan in this medium, because I love what he's doing with his work with enzymes and with this krill oil. And if there's anything, Shan, that you'd like me to address and you'd like to add, you can go ahead and do that at this time.
Well, first of all, let me just say I'm sure everybody on this call is as impressed as I am in the way that you give this information so emphatically. There are a couple of things that I want to recap real quickly and then have you follow up on as well. Probably most everybody on this call, except maybe for all of our international callers, you've probably heard me speak at various different events and stuff. And Dr. Vickers used some very key words that you hear in all of my events that I just really, really appreciated the way that he put them out there. First and foremost is he's talking about increasing oxygen to the tissue sites throughout the body. And he related that to how we can do that with the EFAs. But he is also, and this is what I'd like you to follow up on too real quickly, Doc, is he is probably the largest proponent of enzymes of anybody that I know out there. That's the primary reason why he and his program and his colleagues, whenever there is a terminal disease that they're addressing, the very first thing they do is they put them on 20 pounds of raw, fresh fruits and vegetables because of the high enzyme count, and that alone increases oxygen, increases nutrients, increases antioxidants, all those things that ironically we can find in the krill oil as a single component. So we'd like you to just hit real quickly on how what we're talking about with the EFAs are so closely tied to enzymes, because much like what you're talking about with the ATP and all of that, enzymes are required for that production.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, the definition of metabolism is the breakdown of food into energy, into ATP by the mitochondria. So anything that we can do to facilitate and carry out that process in a more efficient manner is definitely required by enzymes. And so on the Gerson therapy, not only do we give enzymes for that purpose, we bombard the body not with just the enzymes that are found in the 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetable juices that our patients are getting fresh pressed every single hour, because those are loaded with enzymes. But we bombard the body with supplemental enzymes as well for two reasons. One, for the very process that we just spoke about, which is to help facilitate the breakdown of the food so that we can utilize those nutrients in a more efficient manner. But even more importantly, this, and this is what's really fascinating about enzyme therapy, is when a woman is pregnant, in her second month of pregnancy, she gets a massive burst of pancreatic enzymes, the amylase, the lipase, the trypsin. She gets a massive burst of these enzymes. Why? Because cancer cells are very similar to embryonic cells. They divide extremely rapidly. And so right around the second month, as that trophoblast, or the egg, is embedding itself in the uterine wall firmly and securely, if the body doesn't give the woman that burst of natural pancreatic enzymes, that trophoblast can penetrate through the uterine wall, enter the general systemic circulation, and begin rapidly dividing and multiplying just as cancer would. And if that happens, by the end of a pregnancy, a woman will be ravaged with cancer. And we are seeing that more and more in our clinics. Why? Because for the first 25 years of a woman's life in this day and age, they have destroyed their pancreases through today's modern diet of high fat, high sugar, high protein foods that absolutely tax the pancreas. And had they been taking supplemental enzymes to take the stress off of the pancreas those 25 years, that would have given their pancreases the capacity to fend off that invading trophoblast into the uterine wall. So on the Gerson therapy, not only are we giving supplemental enzymes to help in the facilitation of the breakdown of food, we're actually giving massive amounts of pancreatic enzymes to kill off cancer cells, because pancreatic enzymes, they have the capacity to literally eat away and destroy tumors and to destroy any cancer cells that could be circulating or hiding out anywhere in the system. So that's what makes your line of supplements so incredibly valuable. You could be selling every supplement in the world, Shan, and trust me, there are countless out there. But the ones that you've cornered are the most vital to human health. And so that's why I can always see myself, you know, working together with you in collaboration with these things, because I do so strongly believe in what you're doing.
Well, that's such an honor and so powerful for you listeners to hear that endorsement. That I certainly appreciate it. I'm humbled to hear that, and this is coming from someone that is truly world renowned. Doc, would you say in summation that if we were to narrow it down into one or two sentences, that we could say, outside of the foods that they are eating, obviously nothing will ever take place of the foods of the good healthy diets, but beyond that, enzymes, essential fatty acids, specifically the omega-3s, but a proper balance, and proper alkaline water are truly the three key factors to not only maintaining health but rejuvenating damaged health or disease or whatever else. That would probably be the three most important things that anybody could do, and it needs to be done on an everyday basis. Would you agree with that?
Apart from getting massive amounts of raw fruits and vegetables, absolutely. But if there was one more thing that I would have to add to that mix, a high-quality antioxidant supplement.
Okay.
Yeah. Apart from those three things, the only thing that I would add to that mix, apart from the food, is a high-quality antioxidant supplement and superfoods. I mean, if you can add superfoods to this mix, like, let's say, cacao nibs, goji berries, spirulina, barley grass, you know, like, I add those things to my diet. Those are regular parts of my diet. I eat cacao nibs on a regular basis. I'll take two or three handfuls a day. I add spirulina and barley grass to my coffee enemas. We do coffee enemas on the Gerson therapy. So I get a vast amount of spirulina and barley grass in my bloodstream through the intake of enemas on a daily basis. So absolutely, those three things that you mentioned, along with some superfoods and a great antioxidant supplement, and I'm telling you, you can transform people's health, whether they're sick or they're not sick. You can transform their life in drastic and dramatic fashion.
Well, as everybody can hear, Dr. Vickers is a wealth of knowledge, has touched the lives of tens of thousands of people through his documentaries that have been shown on TV, his lectures and so on and so forth. Doc, I want to make sure that you get your website for anybody that wants to go and learn more about you, your therapies, your clinics, questions, information. Make sure and give us your website or email address that people can contact you.
Yeah, sure. If you know anybody suffering or dying from any disease, whether it be cancer, lupus, diabetes, whatever, if you know anybody suffering from any disease, please don't hesitate to get in contact with us. We can save people with as little as 6 months to live. That is how powerful Dr. Gerson's therapy is. So our website is Gerson, and that's G as in Gary, E as in elephant, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. GersonTreatment.com is our website, GersonTreatment.com. And you can also reach me by email through that website at info@GersonTreatment.com, info@GersonTreatment.com. Or you can always call me by phone directly, phone number 715-299-7000. 515-299-5070. 715-299-5070.
Well, that, folks, please understand that that is amazing that he would give out that information, especially his phone, because I do know that he is in great demand, and I know that you would only give your phone number out to our groups and certain select people. So, Doc, thank you so very much for your time, for your knowledge, and most of all, your dedication to the mission of what we teach and what you do. It's just such an honor to work with people like you. Hopefully you listeners get a good sense and a good feel for we at Core Health Products, we truly try our best to bring in experts from all different areas of the country and expertise and give people the information that they need. It's not all about Core Health Products. It's about providing information. It's about providing the message, the direction for people to find that health and wellness that they so much deserve. So, Doctor, again, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's much appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
Now, in closing, a couple of different things. Folks, I want to remind you all, you can listen to this call and or send it on to others, and that's typically what happens. Most of our calls get forwarded over the next 48, 72 hours to thousands of people across the country. This was a great call with great information tonight. And I want to remind you of one other thing, and that is that obviously we're very passionate about our blend of enzymes. We've spent many, many years and hundreds of years of scientific knowledge in creating our enzyme blends to work together with the other micronutrients and the cofactors and then on our essential fatty acids. But what I want to say is I hope that listening to this information tonight, our request is whether you're using ours or somebody else's or you find it at another store, I just feel very strong, as I know Dr. Patrick and the rest of our team does, that everybody should be on a good omega-3 supplement specifically from krill oil because of the high antioxidant. We got to balance those sixes and threes back out, and we're on such a high intake of omega-6s right now that they are causing more damage than good. They're increasing inflammation. They're increasing plaque buildup. They're increasing blood pressure. And we've just got to balance those back out. So the message is find what you feel comfortable with from whomever that might be. If we can be of service, great. We hope we are and that we can. But most importantly, make that decision and get on a good omega fatty acid, specifically the threes. Now, for the special tonight, actually, one other thing before I give the special, I want to follow up on one other thing that Doctor said that hit me so hard. When he talked about cholesterol not being able to be melted even at 290 degrees, but as soon as we provided good broad blend essential fatty acids, we could melt that or digest that or metabolize that, whatever you want to call it, those cholesterols. The reason being is understand the principle we teach about enzymes. When you take a raw fat, such as our core EFAs, you have in that raw fat the very enzymes needed to digest those fats. And that's what we're doing. That's why in our heart health product, we have the very fat-digesting enzymes that you also have in your raw essential fatty acids. Those enzymes are required for the breakdown, the digestion, the metabolization of cholesterol, triglycerides, adipose tissue, any body fat. Fat digesting enzymes are vital for what we're going through in America today. So the heart health, the essential fatty acids, I hope that you understand the message that we're sharing out there today. Now, for the special, as we always do to close out the call tonight, and we weren't necessarily going to do this much, but I just felt, man, this is powerful tonight. The call was fantastic. I feel more and more moved to make sure that everybody can be on these essential fatty acids. So here's what we're going to do. When you go through the ordering process, every two bottles of EFAs that you order, I'm going to throw one in for free. So I will make sure and pass that on to our shipping department, our ordering department. When you order any two bottles of our EFAs, we'll just throw an extra one in there for free. You don't need to add anything in there. Let's just use a code in the coupon code of EFA. That's E, like essential fatty acids. Just in the coupon code, put EFA. Every two bottles, I'll throw an extra one in there for free. That's basically a 33% discount, guys, and I think that that is very much worth me doing that tonight, because I just, man, it was a powerful, impactful call. They are vitally important for changing the landscape of healthcare as we see it in America today. So go to our website, corehealthproducts.com. Go through the ordering process. Order anything and all that you want, but every two bottles of EFAs, we'll throw an extra one in there for free. Check out our Facebook page. Please become friends of ours and like our page if you would. It always helps at facebook.com/corehealthproducts. Thank you all so much. Dr. Vickers, thank you again. And Liz Bailey, thank you so much for your insight and knowledge and sharing everything with us tonight. God bless everybody. I hope you have a great night and look forward to seeing you out soon. Have a good night, and thank you again.